Good morning and welcome to the STARS Online live chat. With us today is our Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission Deputy Chief Commissioner Dato' Abu Ghassim Mohamad. Welcome Dato' and thanks for being with us for this live chat, Dato'.
Right.
Dato', we'd just like to ask you a few questions, Dato', with regards to the ongoing MACC investigations. Dato', how is the Teo Beng Hock's case affecting the performance and job functions of the MACC, Dato'?
I think on the officers in Selangor MACC, they have some impact over there. If you involve in accident, for example, basically you have a kind of trauma impact. You see, you have a kind of trauma, and this kind of trauma maybe takes some time to recover for the officers in MACC Selangor, because this is the first time that they face such problem, and they also don't expect it, and they also feel very sad to the situation. And again, with the inquest and the Royal Commission, their focus and concentration will be affected. That's why I have directed the Director of Investigation to take over all the investigation on the related case, so that they are free, their mind can focus on the inquest and investigation, Royal Commission after that. But overall, throughout the country, I would say that business have to go on as usual. We have a responsibility to investigate corruption. Basically, we're still receiving complaints, and we have to verify complaints. Our responsibility is to find the truth. People make an allegation, and sometimes people complain about something. If we stop doing this job, I think the public will be very upset. And the law itself requested, or basically we have the legal responsibility to investigate all corruption cases, complain to us. So I think although in terms of performance, I have not yet see that there is a great big impact, because our performance also depends on the public cooperation. Numbers of complaints that we receive, basically not much different from what we've been receiving previously. But the public concern about this case has created a kind of some psychological impact in the MACC, especially in doing the investigation. And the outcome of several action by the state government, for example, when they decided to come up with a regulation, do not allowing our officers to attend or to bring witnesses to our office and investigate. That itself have some impact. But again, I think this is legally not correct when you constrain our officers in doing the investigation. And as you know, that the government, the AG Chambers, has brought it to the court to make the court declare that the circular is invalid. So that kind of impact that we face now.
Mm-hmm. But your officers, how are they feeling right now? How do they feel? How do they react to the circular that is out? Is it affecting them as well?
Basically, under the law, we don't have to comply. We can disregard the circular and use our legal muscle in terms of ensuring these people to come to our office. But at the same time, we don't want to prolong this crisis. So when there are occasions that we can take a statement at a convenient place provided by the state, we can do that for a while. At the same time, we are waiting for the court to make a decision. But in the situation that we cannot compromise, for example, that all the important documents and we need to bring them to the office, we have to do that. Mm-hmm. So basically, it depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. For example, there are a kind of a simple official statement to be taken from the witnesses. I think this is quite okay. But if you are a possible suspect, and there are a lot of documents that we have in our possession and is in the office, We cannot allow them to bring our document over there. And we are taking a risk. And we're taking original document and we bring everywhere, you see, or our exhibit. So basically it depends on the situation. We still doing what we should do based on the law. That's all.
I see. So in other words, what you're trying to say is that it has, the Teo Beng Hoek's case has not affected your men as much as what many people expected it to be, or you expected it to be?
Overall, I would say that we are doing the same work. We officers investigating, but I won't deny that there's some hiccups in terms of those officers in Selangor. Because again, their consultation, they have to go to inquest from time to time. And there is a possibility of Royal Commission. Even the government have decided to go for Royal Commission, so they have to go for Royal Commission later. That have some impact to our officers in Selangor. But overall, I went to certain state and visited certain state, and I found that there's not much difference. Mm-hmm. Because they believe that what we are doing is within the ambit of the law, and the responsibility to the society is the most important responsibility that we have to execute.
Dato, if I'm not mistaken, you have at least about almost half of the entire Selangor MACC officers involved in the inquest.
Yes, yes.
So how is it that, you know, they're going to cope with the all the other reports that you have right now?
That's why quite numbers of the report, the complaints and the investigation be taken over by our Director of Investigation, Dato' Shukri, division in headquarters. So the HQ guys are taking over some of the investigation. Mm-hmm.
So you have backup from the HQ to assist you?
Yes, we have to. We have to. If not, it will jeopardize the investigation. It will delay and so on.
Is there a long delay in the investigations right now, or are you still being? Are you able to cope with the current amount of investigations?
Wow. Basically, overall, we are overloaded with a lot of work. I would say that we have a lot of work. Not only on these, with others, with KZAG and so on. A lot of other cases that we have to handle, and all these cases need a lot of manpower, a lot of expertise. Mm-hmm. I would say that we have a lot of young officers, mm-hmm. and we don't have so much of senior officers with a lot of experience. Right. So we have to make sure that the allocation of officers justified and balanced, well balanced between this type of investigation on the Selangor case and also PKZAG and all other cases that what we have in the hand.
Mm-hmm. That's what you mentioned just now about your men having some form of psychological fear, you know. Is it affecting their investigations into some of the sensitive cases right now?
It's not so much of fear. It's like trauma a little bit. And when you're involved in an accident, remember, when you're involved in an accident, sometimes you feel shocked for a while. Maybe it depends on the person. One person, the shock, he can recover immediately after a few hours. Mm-hmm. Some other person, he can recover in a few days. Or maybe other, we can have to recover in one month. Right. So for us, they are recovering. Basically, they recovered already. But at the same time, they have to go through the inquest. So the psychological aspect of the officers is more of going through the process in dealing with this case, for Selangor officers. But for other officers throughout the country, at that particular time, a few days after that, I got a call from my director, one of the state, saying that, hey, can I still taking evidence at night? Because somebody wanted to take money at night, at 9 p.m. Should we wait and stop because there is a civil suit against us saying that our working hour is only from 9 to 5? Mm-hmm. I said, no, the law said under Section 9 of our Act saying that we are deemed to be on duty 24 hours
a day.
So we have to perform and we have to make sure that when there is a report, although it's at night, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., you are a reporter. Mm-hmm. If you've been called, there is a housebreaking, a big news at 1 a.m., for example. Are you to say that in my work time is only at 9 to 5?
Right.
Not much different in terms of work time.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, thank you, Dato. We'll take a short break and we'll be back shortly after this. Thank you. Thanks.